at the Food Dialogues, taking place in Chicago, put on by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. I'm visiting with Cesar Solario with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and I understand that you serve on the USFRA Communications Committee. You guys are doing a bunch of work here, is what I've heard.
Yep. So in addition to the Food Dialogues happening this week, which hopefully everyone live streamed and had a chance to see it at fooddialogues.com, right, we also are doing a meeting with the Communications Committee talking about what some of the next steps are around farmland and how we'll continue to distribute farmland in the future.
Yes, that movie has, I see the showings popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. So how does USFRA see or view where you're at with that project that you've supported?
You know, we see it as a huge success, but honestly, the theater showings are really just the first step in the process. This is going to continue to show in theaters through the end of July, and then hopefully later on this fall, we'll actually have digital downloads and pay-per-views available on places like Hulu or Netflix, where a larger audience can actually see it. And then really pushing into late 2015, we're even discussing whether or not there might be the ability to have discussion guides that you could get into universities, schools, etc., to really, really push it out into local communities. So we're very excited. We think the response has been great. To date, we estimate that there's probably been about 55,000 people that have seen Farmland, and that's a huge success to us.
And we'll point people to farmlandmovie.com, I believe is the website for it. The work that you're doing here as the Communications Committee, what are some of the, besides this project, what are things you're talking about or working on?
Well, so there's a couple of more exciting announcements, but just to give you a little bit of a sneak peek, we're also talking about the next phase of the Faces of Farming and Ranching. So the farmers and ranchers that we'll be recruiting to help us tell farmers and ranchers stories around the country, be interviewed with national media outlets, et cetera. So stay tuned for more information on that, but we're really excited. I think that the Faces of Farming and Ranching winners right now, Katie Pratt and lots of the other folks have done a fabulous job, Chris Chin, et cetera, but we're really looking forward to getting some more faces out there.
Yeah. So how big of a group is your committee? I mean, how many of you all are meeting here?
Oh, there's probably a group of about 10 or 12 of us that try to meet on a quarterly basis to look at strategic communications and ultimately what the best use of resources are in a communications aspect.
Well, it's certainly a great week in Chicago to do this Food Dialogues. You have the Food Marketing Institute, I believe it's called, Connect Show going on. So great timing. I know that was just totally accidental, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. No, it is a great time. And I mean, two of the audiences that we're really focused on in USFRA are the customers, food service and retail. And so you're right, FMI Connect was a great time to be in Chicago. But then really those food evangelists, those people that are seeking more information about their food. And so that was really the target with the Food Dialogues meeting this morning.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Cesar, for talking with me here. We are concluded the live stream portion of the program today, but more work to be done by USFRA. And from Chicago, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.